From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Order Up. Digging into Northern Michigan's diners.
When I was young, when I wanted to look good, I would wear tight pants and high heels. Now, I walk out there with a big old tray of cookies.
A new series about diner food, diner culture, and diner people.
Come over here, everybody kidding each other and everything. It makes it like family.
Good morning. I'm David Castleman. In Traverse City's East Bay, on the busy hotel strip on US 31, is Don's Drive-In. The pink and turquoise restaurant is known for its burgers and shakes, and for the fact that it's kind of old school. Here's IPR's Morgan Springer.
It's old school because, for one, it has squawk boxes with menus along a row of parking spots outside. Mary Corson has arrived in her pickup truck. She's parked next to one of the boxes, checking out the menu. When she's ready, she pushes the button.
I'll be with you in just a moment.
Server Crystal Coyne heads out to take Mary's order. The Traverse City high schooler has been working at Don's Drive-In for about a month.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. Are you ready to order?
Yes, I would like to have a BLT.
Okay.
And a real strawberry shake with the strawberries crushed up good.
Okay. What size?
The restaurant opened in 1958, and the staff say the menu hasn't changed much. They've added fried pickles and curly fries, and mozzarella sticks.
Go.
All right, I'll get that started. Okay?
Thank you much.
You're welcome.
While Mary is waiting outside, Crystal puts her order into the computer in the kitchen. The inside of Don's is about as old school as the outside. It has a checkered black and white floor, red and white booths, a jukebox, and an old pinball machine. Crystal heads to the drink section to make Mary's strawberry milkshake. She puts 4 scoops of vanilla ice cream into a metal cup.
That looks good. So we just have like a thing of real strawberries there, and I just put a scoop in, a little bit of the juice.
All right, the milkshake's done, and Crystal heads back outside to give it to Mary.
All right, medium strawberry for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and your total was $12.12.
Mary says she's been coming to Don's every couple of weeks, on and off, for the past 20 years. What do you like about it?
The good service, everybody's friendly, the old-fashioned. Yeah, it's something to blast from the past, because they were all like this when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, so it's just brings back good memories.
Back inside, cook Michael Orton is working over a hot stove.
Taylor, order up, please.
He's juggling Mary's BLT order with a bunch of other orders, mostly burgers.
We've got a burger cheese, ketchup mustard, double pickles. We have one burger with ketchup mustard tomato. We have one burger medium.
Most of their customers get burgers.
And one burger cheese, ketchup mustard.
The burgers sizzle while Michael scoops the meat juices back onto the 3 that are cooking.
And there's that one.
Mary's BLT is ready to go. Crystal normally brings the food out to drivers on trays that hook to the car window and stay put while they eat. But Mary's order is to go. She takes it and drives away in her pickup, one BLT and strawberry milkshake happier. And Crystal keeps on going.
I'll be right with you.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.